Major League Baseball opens the 2018 season today with a full slate of games, and most of the attention is going to be on the pitchers and hitters, and non-baseball purists will likely wonder about the length of the game and whether enough changes have been implemented to speed things up. And those modifications will have to be enforced by umpires. Dale Scott was a Major League umpire for more than 3 decades before retiring at the end of last season. I caught up with him during spring training to get his unique perspective on baseball. I started by asking him about how umpires get along with players and managers and about the criticism that umpires try to put themselves in the spotlight too much.
There are very, very few umpires that walk on the field thinking, man, there's a lot of people here to see me. Okay, I'm not saying that there are none, but I'm saying there's very few. But just in doing your job, sometimes you are in the middle of it, and it is going to bring attention to you. Sometimes it brings attention to you because you're wrong, but a lot of times it brings attention to you because you're right, but it is a controversial play or whatever, an obstruction or something weird that people don't understand or whatever it is. So it's not really a conscious thing. Well, I can't wait to have a big to-do so everybody will see me. Let me be quite honest. That's the last thing I wanted. But in the course of doing your job, it's inevitable at times. Mm-hmm. That's just going to happen in any sport.
I can't imagine professional athletes are the most enlightened people we deal with on a daily basis. And the fact that you came out as gay,
right?
Did that affect how people treated? Were some people just, did they embrace you more? Did they ignore it? Were they rougher on you?
I came out in December of 2014, so it was the off season, mm-hmm. a few months away from games and things, and which it would have been, I'm sure, different if it was during the season, because every new city you might have some questions about it, because it's fresh and I'm there, mm-hmm. So that helped. But to be quite honest with you, when I started the 2015 season, and I wasn't sure what to expect. I didn't know if fans might give me some cheap shots. I didn't think a player or manager or coach would, because I knew baseball would really drop the hammer on them, because they did not want, that's just not acceptable. Even if I hadn't come out, that's just not acceptable. Mm-hmm. But you never know. Mm-hmm. I found that season, quite frankly, was business as usual. And it's like I said when I came out and did some interviews, I said, I think the bottom line is they just want us to get pitches right and plays right, fair foul, safe out, ball strike, and it doesn't matter my personal life. If I missed the play or the pitch, I missed it. And if I got it right, I got it right. That's what they want you to do your job. I did have just a couple players come up to me during that season, and one coach, a third base coach, randomly, and just say, "Hey, Dale, congratulations! I'm really proud of you," and that kind of thing. So. But I heard nothing negative. Now, I'm not saying behind my back there might have been some negative, but to my face or even from the fans, I didn't hear anything.
For a lot of Arizona fans, 2001 was an
amazing,
incredible
series,
and for most people it was, because of what happened after 9/11.
Right.
So what was it like being involved in that series as an umpire?
It was intense. I mean, a World Series was intense anyway, but that was my second World Series. My first was 98. It was a 4-game sweep. I like those better.
You get paid the same for 4 or 7?
We get paid the same regardless of how many games. But 2001 was obviously a very – and then the fact that the Yankees got in it, mm-hmm. It was a very emotional series. It was a very intense – the series itself was very intense. Mm-hmm. The home team won every game. Some unbelievable comebacks by the Yankees in Yankee Stadium. But the overall cloud over everything was what had happened, 6 weeks ago, or 8, whatever it was, mm-hmm. weeks ago. President Bush came game 3. That was my plate game, actually, and that was the security at Yankee Stadium, a stadium that I'd been going to for years, and is a pretty secure stadium. Wow, it was on steroids. It would be any time of presence there, but because of what was going on, it almost seemed fitting that it went 7 games. I'll never forget. The winning run comes in, and we're running off the field. We didn't really have to, because people weren't storming the field, but that's kind of what we did. Just one of those little moments that happened that's not planned, it just happened. As I'm running toward the entrance to our room, I see Bob Brenly running out to Luis at first, and arms up and just ecstatic, and of course the place is going crazy, and our eyes met just briefly, And it was I don't know how to describe the joy in this guy's eyes, like we did this, you know, we did it. And it was one of those things that it was like that. It was over like that. But it was, I'll never forget that, you know, and we just made that one quick eye contact, and then, you know, off I was and off he was, and I'll never forget that look. It was amazing.
So Dale, finally, can you indulge me? Can I get a third strike call?
Well, my strike three, quite frankly, I had a kind of a unique strike three call, but vocally it was just strike three. My strike call went out to the right except for strike three, and then I went off to the left and did kind of a, I don't know, some fancy little pirouette. I don't know what it was.
Former Major League Baseball umpire Dale Scott. Dale, good to meet you. Thanks for coming in.
I had a great time. Thank you.